Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Sculpture is the most common public art and one of the most fun and interactive. Gather many large-scale sculptures together and you get a sculpture park. One of the most interactive and interesting sculpture parks in Minnesota is in Franconia. It's on the St. Croix Trail, and coming up in 10 days is the 15th annual Franconia Art and Artists Celebration. It's a whole day of art, a huge deal. If you've never seen artists pouring metal and creating sculpture in person, this is a great family event that allows you to see metal sculpture made. You can also make one yourself and take it home. It's happening Saturday, September 24th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Franconia Sculpture Park. It's in Chisago County in Franconia, Minnesota. Just take 35W down to Stacy and take a left. I spoke with the director, John Hawk, about the park and the upcoming festivities.
I'm John Hawk, Franconia Sculpture Park founder and artistic director.
Are you a sculptor as well?
Yes, but mostly I run the park now.
Tell us just a little bit about Franconia Sculpture Park.
Franconia Sculpture Park was started in 1996. This is our 15th year. What we do is we support artists in their careers. We have a lot of community events and classes. We do work with at-risk youth from the Twin Cities. Every year we support 15 artists with fellowships, which means that artists apply from all over the country to come and create new work here at the park. We invite 15 people every year and give them grants ranging up to $5,000 apiece so that the artists can come here and most stay for a month and they work on site. We have a huge work area we call the launching pad. So it's sort of a residency program for artists. They come and live here and work on their work diligently for however long it takes.
Tell me just a little bit more about the launching pad.
The launching pad is 7,000 square feet of work area. So it's a really exciting place. I mean, one of the coolest things about Franconia and one in our most subversive education program is that when you come to visit, you wander onto the work area, and there the artists are all working. And you can interrupt them and ask them what they're building, how they're building, where they came from, what their ideas are, and hopefully what their sculpture is going to look like.
Well, that just sounds phenomenal. Is there a foundry as well? Is there a furnace or anything that way?
We do twice a year or three times a year nowadays. We do one on Mother's Day. We do a community collaboration metal pour in August, the first weekend in August, always. And we're doing one on our big art and artist celebration. We're doing a community hot metal pour on Saturday, September 24th.
Fun. Well, tell me a little bit about the whole event that you have coming up.
This is our 15th annual art and artist celebration, featuring all the new works that have been made this year, over 40 new works. It's a family, fun, hip day. We have music. We have poets. We have the Rowe family singers, Communist Daughter, and Apollo Cobra all playing in the evening that night. Also during the day, we have Tim Kaiser of Duluth. We have face painting for kids. As I said, we're doing a metal pour that people can get involved with. There's a food court with a variety types of food, something for everybody. It's 10 in the morning till 10 at night, and you should come early and you should stay late. If you've never been to this place, you will just be amazed.
The 15th annual Franconia Art and Artists Celebration. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. To subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast, click on Audio Archives, then Podcasts. We welcome your questions or comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.